sick.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the July 8th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, it looks like this red flag, yellow flag stuff is passing through with very little damage done to the market. The market is starting to get its traction back. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of the leading stocks in the market breaking out here today. That bodes very well for the future of this bull market, which is now 4 years and 4 months old. Today we have the Dow up 120 points. It's at 15,256. So we're back above that 15,000 level once again after dipping below it during taper talk. The S&P is up 12 this morning. It's at 1644. That's a 0.74% rise in the S&P 500. We have the NASDAQ up 14 points this morning. That's a 0.4%. The NASDAQ is at 3,493. We have the 10-year yield finally backing down a little bit, but it's still at a whopping 2.66%. You know, on a historical basis, it's still very low interest rates, but compared to where we were a year ago, we've seen quite a bump higher in interest rates. Gold's up $17 per ounce this morning to $12.29, and oil backing down a little bit from its recent highs. Oil is down 72 cents this morning, 102.50. Well, you know, now that the July 4th driving season is over and everybody's home and, you know, the RVs are back in their garage, they can start ratcheting down oil prices now. The euro is at 128.6 this morning. It's also been backing off quite a bit here recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I, as usual, had my newsletter out this past weekend, and I take a trip through the market. Sometimes it's a long, strange trip, like the one the Grateful Dead took. And sometimes it's a nice trip. And right now we're just kind of in a market that, you know, the 7 month win streak came to an end in the market about 6 or 7 weeks ago when taper talk started up. The market entered into a sideways trend. A lot of stocks entered into a sideways trend. Some started to roll over, but not that many, especially amongst the leading stocks. And I pointed that out in my most recent newsletter. I showed several of the stocks that I own that continue to hit new highs in the market. They've been completely unfazed by taper talk. The real brunt of the damage of taper talk was felt in the bond market. The bond market doesn't matter whether you're a muni bond, whether you're a corporate bond, whether you're a foreign government bond, sovereign debt, or U.S. Treasury, the bond market took it very, very hard, the taper talk. And it just does not look good going forward for the bond market. And I pointed out in my newsletter, it was not like there wasn't any warning in the bond market. I mean, just common sense and logic would tell you that eventually interest rates got to start heading higher. And when interest rates start heading higher, bonds go down. And it was also obvious, logical, that at some point in time, the Fed would start cutting back on their aggressive bond purchase program. It was in the cards. It was absolutely inevitable out there. Yet a lot of people chose to forge ahead, going forward, full speed ahead, right into the teeth of the hurricane. The hurricane hit, The bond market has been has sustained some heavy damage, and we go on from there. Now, what we have to watch out for, I was not in the bond market. It was obvious it was going to roll over at some point in time and take a broadside hit. At some point in time, the market, the stock market, is going to do the same thing. It could be a month from now, it could be 3 months from now, it could be 5 months from now, it could be a year from now. We just don't know. The best way to analyze it is by taking it one stock at a time and one sector at a time. You know, during this little lull in our equities market, which is going on about 7 weeks now, some stocks have rolled over and taken a hit. Nothing really serious, but they've just stalled out and they've lost their momentum and the wind is no longer at their back. But other stocks, and I pointed out many in my newsletter over the weekend, have continued to roll on and hit new highs, completely unfazed by the word taper, completely unfazed. Other things have taken it kind of hard. Like I said, the bond market, taken it very hard. The gold market. Why has the gold market taken it hard? It, as if the gold market wasn't bad enough already. Now word that the Fed's going to stop printing money? Well, they're going to have to continue to print money just to cover our deficits every year. But they're going to slow down on their printing of money. Well, the gold market doesn't like that at all. And the gold market has also been hit very hard. But if you look back in fall of last year, you could see the gold market was rolling over. And it was dropping in rank. In my ranking system, gold is an asset class. It's one of the asset classes that you have to invest in. You can also look at the gold mining sector, which is made up of the gold mining stocks. That thing started to plunge. Not only did gold as an asset class start to plunge in my Best Stocks Now rating system, but the sector, gold mining stocks, also started to take the plunge. Now again, this is back in November of last year when gold was still $1,700, $1,800 per ounce. And the chart of gold was rolling over. Now, where's gold today? $1,200. You could have saved yourself a $500 drop. What is that? 30, 28, 30% drop in gold by those three facts alone. You had an asset class that was falling out of favor. You had a sector that was falling out of favor. And visually, you had a chart that was rolling over. In fact, over the weekend, my newsletter gave many examples of rolling over, of getting out of the way when something starts to roll over. I talked about a 1,500-pound horse that we raised, that we rescued from the slaughterhouse. She was a big girl. She was a Belgian draft. She had feet twice the size of mine. And every once in a while, she'd get a notion to roll over. You better get out of the way when she rolls over, because it takes about 15 lineal feet for her to roll over. When stocks start to roll over, when gold starts to roll over, when the bond market starts to roll over, what do? You just stand there in the way and get rolled over, bulldozed? You shouldn't. What does your money manager do? Does he say, stay the course, you'll be okay? That 15-pound, 15,000, 1,500-pound horse can't hurt you. You'll be okay, stay the course. I don't believe in doing that. I got out of the way when gold started to roll over. I fled when the bond market started to roll over. I ran for cover when the international and emerging markets started to roll over in January of this year. The stock market has not rolled over yet. It's still the best place to be. It's the only place to be, in fact, either stocks or cash. I remain about 80-85% invested. I found several new stocks last week. I'll talk about a few of them today. But we always have to be on guard, because at some point, just like that 1,500-pound horse, the stock market's going to decide to roll over. And at that time, it will be time to flee. I've been on high alert for that here in the last couple of weeks, but it is not happening. It's not happening. In fact, many of the leadership stocks are now starting to break out once again. As of last week, I still had a red flag warning. Look out, this market may roll over, but so far it hasn't happened. And I still have 80% of my money invested in stocks, mainly small cap and mid cap stocks. Early in the week, I like to take a look at the big picture of the market, which we'll do when we come back. Has there been any change amongst the asset classes in the market? Are any of them getting ready to roll over? Are any of them getting ready to rally? We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door is blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the big picture of the market, the biggest picture of the market, let's start there and let's work our way down, is that the bull market that began in March of 2009, when the S&P 500 finally bottomed out at 666, that bull market, otherwise known as a primary uptrend, is still intact. It has never been violated. We still have the wind, the big wind, at our back in the equities market. The same cannot be said about the bond market. The same cannot be said about the foreign markets. They're in bear markets. The same cannot be said about the precious metals market. It's in a bear market. What is still in a bull market, which is now 4 years and 4 months old? Equities. More specifically, domestic. Not imports. Not the foreign section of your beer parlor or wherever you go. It's the domestics that are leading the way here in the market. Now, along the way, obviously, it's not a straight line. From March 2009 to July of 2013, it has not been a straight line connecting two dots from 666 to the current 1641. We're up almost 1,000 points. There's been some secondary corrections along the way. And we've just gone through, or we're still in the midst of, or we're about to come to the end of, and it's looking like right now that this correction that we've been going through, it looks like right now, to be honest with you, that it's about over. Instead of the market continuing downwards, it looks like the market's going to catch here and continue moving higher. But we take it day by day. If you go back to the last correction that we had, it was in the fall of last year. It was basically November, late October through November of last year. We had a lot of uncertainty in the market, mainly the fiscal cliff. And during that little correction that we had in the market, we saw the market sell off by 8.7%. Okay? That was last fall. But I stayed fully invested. Now, I might have raised a little cash here and there, but I stayed fully invested. And when I saw many pundits on TV telling people to flee, to get out of the way because the fiscal cliff is coming, I hope they didn't do that. Because what happened if you stayed invested? Now, first of all, why did I stay invested during the fiscal cliff concerns? And also, we had a little election going on that was quite contentious at that time. Because the app that I invented told me to. It told me that the best asset classes in the market were still small cap and mid cap stocks, and there was no reason to go to the sidelines in cash, and I didn't. I gripped the armchairs, my armchair here, and I said, let's just gonna ride through it, and we did, and guess what? The market went up on a 20% run. So people who fled during fiscal cliff concerns, it cost them dearly. And I still see those same pundits today on TV saying, well, you know, I was wrong, but I remain a bear on this market, and eventually I'll be right. Well, of course they will. But they cost their clients a 20% run in the market. Those don't come easy. And when they do come along, you better take advantage of them. Okay, so now let's fast forward to today. Recently, back in the middle of May, roughly 2 months ago, the word taper entered into the conversation. The the fact that the Fed was going to start cutting back on the gasoline that it was throwing on the fire of the stock market, and the market started to roll over, and it started to go in corrective mode. Now, it looks like it ended a week and a half ago. What was the damage done? This time, 7.5%. So back in November, fiscal cliff talk took 8.7 percentage points out of the market. That's the S&P 500. This time, taper talk took 7.5% out of the market. I went on high alert during that correction. Why should one be on high alert during a correction? Because you don't know if that correction is going to catch itself and start rebounding and heading higher, or if it's going to do the big rollover. And we've talked about the big rollover in the first quarter of the show. It's something to see one of these big Belgian drafts that pulls the Budweiser wagon. Yeah, stand next to one of those guys when they decide to roll over and scratch their back. You want to get out of the way, man. When the bond market starts to roll over, you want to get out of the way. When the gold market starts to roll over, you want to get out of the way. When the stock market started to roll over back in 2008, you want to get out of the way. There's plenty of signs and warnings that it's coming, unless there's an overnight event that we have no control over, right? But for the most part, generally speaking, that big Clydesdale, that big Belgian draft doesn't just decide to roll over. He starts to lean in the one direction. He starts to make funny noises. He starts to quiver and twitch, and something's happening. His legs start to buckle, and then he rolls over. You had plenty of time to get out of the way. That's why during a correction in the market, I go on very high alert. I put up a yellow flag. I even got as far as a red flag, just in case. Because one of these corrections that comes along in the stock market will turn into a big rollover. And, you know, I mean, 2008, it was a 38% rollover. Okay, so we've just gone through a 7.5% correction in the market. That's not 38%. I mean, we can live through a 7.5% correction in the market. And to be honest with you, a lot of the leadership stocks in the market have held up quite well in the market during this 7.5% correction. Now, I looked at a lot of charts. Had some time off here over the weekend. I looked at a lot of charts. And I come away with the opinion right now that this correction, even though I still have a red flag up, that this correction looks to me like it's over. It looks like we've absorbed taper talk. It looks like the market now is going to march onwards and upwards. Having said that, you have to be in the right areas of the market. The leadership in the market has gotten really narrow. Not every sector of the stock market is participating right now. It's absolutely vital to be in the right sectors of the market. In fact, I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend, which, by the way, you can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and you can get on our mailing list. We send out that newsletter every weekend. But over the weekend in the newsletter, I pointed out the fact that the leadership stocks have gotten very narrow, number one, but there's a brand new sector that has risen to the top. In fact, it's number three right now. I want to talk about that sector a little bit when we come back, because I took a big position in it in the last couple of weeks. And I also want to talk about the other places to be invested right now. There's not a lot of them. It's narrow. But if you're in the right places, you can reap the rewards right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever.
I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've already covered when to go on high alert in the market. Like I say, you don't want to be in the way when gold decides to roll over. You don't want to be in the way when the bond market decides to roll over. You don't want to be in the way when China starts to roll over. When the market corrects, you go on high alert. The market has corrected. So far, we're down like 7.8% from the peak that we hit 7 weeks ago. Back in the fall of this year, we had an 8.5% correction, actually the November-December time frame. It appears right now that that correction is ending. Now, I still had the red flag up in my newsletter on Friday, but I'm seeing a lot of improvement. I'm seeing a lot of bounces. I'm seeing a lot of stocks breaking out since Friday, to be honest with you, Friday and today. I looked at a lot of charts over the weekend. I said, you know what? This thing has really healed very quickly, and people are chasing these leading stocks once again. So now you have another chance to get into the leading areas of the market. You have to be in the right areas of the market. Okay, let's look at the scoreboard. Why is it important to be in the right areas of the market? Well, if you would have invested in Latin America at the beginning of the year, you're down 20% right now. You guessed wrong. If you would have invested, however, instead in small caps right here in America, you're up 19%. What would you rather be, down 19 or up 19? That's a 38% difference. That's as much as the market sold off in 2008. That's a wide gap. That's a wide margin. Being invested in Latin America was a poor choice. For that reason, I invented an app that keeps me out of the wrong neighborhoods of the market and in the right areas of the market. Small cap domestic stocks continue to be the sweet spot in this market. I don't care if it's value, small cap growth, small cap dividend. Domestic small cap stocks continues to be the best place to be. So what does that mean for you as an individual investor? Well, got a 401k at work. Maybe that's one of the choices they offer. You have a TSP program. Maybe that's one of the choices they have to offer. You manage a portfolio of ETFs or mutual funds. There's all kinds of small cap ETFs, small cap mutual funds. You manage a portfolio of stocks. Well, focus your search into the small cap arena. That continues to work until further notice. That's where I am heavily invested. You should take a look at how my aggressive growth account has done so far this year. It's published every week in my newsletter. You can take a look at it. Go to my website, pwstreet.com. Be happy to send it to you. You can see the stocks that I'm invested in and how well they've done as a group so far this year. Being in the right areas of the market is absolutely vital. Let's take a look at the scoreboard again here. Had you chose China at the beginning of the year? Well, my asset allocation tells me I should have so much. It's down 20%. That's bear territory. What if you would have chosen the bond market? Just plain vanilla U.S. Treasuries. You're down 12.3%. What if you'd have chose the emerging markets, where we're always told they're growing much faster than the U.S. markets? Well, they're down 15.3% year to date. Being in the right areas of the market is absolutely vital. It's your choice. Do you want to be invested in the very best asset classes? Then you can, you know, at the party, you're the man that everybody looks to. Oh, I'm invested in domestic small caps. I'm having a great year. The other guy said, well, my guy's got me in bonds and emerging markets. We're getting killed over here. I've never seen a year where there's such a divergence amongst the asset classes. I've never seen a year where it's so vital, so important to be in the right asset classes. Okay, every week in my newsletter, I rank the asset classes. There's about 45 of them. I break them down. and we rank them on a relative basis. There's been no change now for probably at least a year. How important is that information to be invested in the right asset class and not moving out of it? As we begin a new week this week, the number one asset class, small cap domestic stocks. In fact, all three flavors of it, small cap dividend, small cap value, small cap growth, doesn't matter. That's where the best area of the market is currently and continues to be for the umpteenth month. Micro caps right behind it, very close, akin to small caps. And if you had to choose one more asset class to be in right now, it would be mid-cap stocks, just one step up. That's where I'm invested right now. If you're invested anywhere else, well, I'm in mid-cap stocks, but I'm in mid-cap emerging market stocks. That's not going to work. I'm in small-cap Chinese stocks. Not going to work. You have to be in small cap or mid cap domestic stock. I know I sound like a broken record. I know you want to hear something different, but until it changes, I'm not going to say anything different. This is still the sweet spot of the market. In fact, there really is not another sweet spot in the market. It's not high yield bonds. It's not international. It's not mortgage backed securities. It's not gold. It's domestic, small, and mid-cap stocks. It's your choice. You can fight the trend and suffer, or you can ride the trend and profit. Eventually, the trend will be over. That's why we track it every single day. And that's why we go on high alert from time to time. But we have not deserted this trend for over 1 year, and it's been a very, very profitable trend. Over the weekend, I showed a couple of charts. I said, here's some choices you have. If you don't like small cap domestic stocks, well, then here's silver. You should see the chart of silver. Horrible. Or you can be inverse the market. You can be that contrarian out there. I think I'm the contrarian, to be honest with you, to keep forging ahead in small cap and mid cap stocks. Everybody else all around me has been warning for months now. Oh, I'm out of this market. This is the most hated rally of all time. I haven't hated 1 minute of it. Being inverse the market is still not a good place to be. Okay, so now let's just talk about the absolute worst asset classes to be. For the umpteenth week, it's still the exact same gold, inverse, emerging markets, precious metals, bond market, mortgage, REITs. That's the worst place to be. You should have no exposure whatsoever to those asset classes. Now, what I just said is a very controversial statement. I got interviewed by Reuters 5-6 weeks ago. She said, well, that's quite a risky position to put yourself in to be all 100% stocks right now. I said, well, you can have a little bit of cash if you insist, but why would you want to own bonds right now? Makes no sense to me. Why would you want to own emerging markets right now? Makes no sense to me. Well, don't you believe in diversification? Yeah, I own 25 small cap stocks right now. That's diversification, honey. You know, look, I mean, they're trained in the classic model, the Barron's way of doing it, or the Goldman Sachs way of doing it, where we have asset allocations, and it's based on your age, and we want to be all spread out all over the world. Well, if you're that spread out, you're not going to get any returns at all. Yeah, you're not going to lose too much money, but you're not going to make any money. That's the problem that I have with that. I don't believe in having any exposure to these other asset classes right now. Well, shouldn't I be hedging for inflation with the little gold right here? I would own real estate instead of gold. Gold continues to be the worst asset classes you can be invested in. It's your choice. It's absolutely your choice. Okay, so small cap and mid cap domestic stocks. Still The only place that you throw in some large caps, you know, I've got about 15 or 20 large caps that I own right now. Priceline's breaking out today to new all-time highs. That's a fantastic large cap stock. I wrote about it a couple weeks ago. Now, within the market, within the equities market, there's all these sectors out there to choose from. There's a lot of sectors that aren't working at all. Well, shouldn't you be diversified across a broad range of sectors? Well, you know what? I'm happy with my pharmaceuticals. I'm happy with my biotechs, my drug stocks. I'm happy with my retail consumer stocks. And there's a new sector in town. There's a new kid in town that all of a sudden is an A-minus rated sector. It's joined the ranks. It's number 3, and I've been loading up lately. We'll talk about it when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed BeSafe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why BeSafe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter. Give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. BeSafe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. BeSafe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now, or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks. bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A new kid in town. The sectors, the leading sectors have been led, I don't know how long, by the biotech sector, the pharmaceutical sector, the healthcare sector. Those three. Okay, so now we're really narrow. You mean, Bill Gunderson, you would have a portfolio that is almost just two or three sectors in the market? You'd leave out China, you'd leave out U.S. Treasuries, you'd leave out foreign debt, you'd leave out blue chip. Yeah, I would. I would be invested where it's working. You know what? I spent a lot of time. I had some time off a little bit over this last, what, 4 or 5 days. I did some fishing in the ocean. I have a fish finder on my boat. I caught some nice fish. We had some beautiful fish tacos for dinner last night. How did I find those fish? With a fish finder. Without that, I would have fished. Most of the ocean is a desert. 99.9% of the ocean is a desert. There's nothing down there. Take a ride with me sometime in my boat. Next time you're in San Diego, we'll go for a ride. You can watch the fish finder. See down there? There's nothing but mud. You want to fish in the mud? Go ahead. You're wasting time, you're wasting energy, you're wasting a good sardine, and you're wasting gas. Now look, see down there? See all those little blips on top of that rock right there? That's where the fish are. Why do I want to fish anywhere else? That's my philosophy on investing. I'm the contrarian, not the guy with the asset allocation. All right, now let's take a look. Let's go a little bit further here. What is that new group that has joined the ranks of the top sectors in the market? It's interest rate. It's all about interest rates. One of the previous leading groups in the market, the home builders, the building sector, has fallen from grace because interest rates are going up. The bond market has done more than fall from grace because of rising interest rates. Who benefits from rising interest rates? There's one sector that benefits that I can think of offhand directly is a beneficiary of rising interest rates. It's the banking sector. There's a lot of banks out there. Regional banks are cooking right now. There's several ways to play this. In fact, as I've been looking at several charts here during the breaks and whatnot, almost every regional bank I see is breaking out right now. I just looked at Ameris Bank Corp, ABCB. Just one example, 66 offices in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and South Carolina. Ameris Bank Corp hitting new highs. There's several ways to play the regional banks. Number one, there's a couple of ETFs There's KRE. It's an exchange-traded fund that invests in regional banks. It's much better than the home building ETF right now, which I sold and replaced it with the regional bank ETF. There's a 2-to-1 juiced ETF. It's KRU. It's the regional bank's 2-to-1. And there's mutual funds that invest in the regional banks. Last week, I sold my Fidelity Housing and Construction Mutual Fund, which I own in the smaller accounts that I manage, and I replaced it with the Fidelity Regional Bank Mutual Fund. I think that the banks are now sitting on probably a big bull market over the next several years because I think interest rates are going higher for the next several years. So it's your choice. You can invest in bonds, which suffer because of rising interest rates, or you can invest in banks, regional banks, money center banks. There's only three money center banks anymore: JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and I think Goldman Sachs, that's the fourth one. On B of A, there's five regional money center. The rest are regional banks that service, you know, the areas that they're from. That's a great sector to be invested in right now. Why? Because the environment has changed. No longer do we have falling interest rates. The current changed. When the current changes in the ocean, you got to change your fishing tactics or you're going to get skunked. You're not going to be eating fish tacos. You're going to be stopping at the fish market to pick up some fish because they know where to fish when the current changes. When the current changes, you got to change things up a little bit. And regional banks are a beneficiary of higher interest rates because there's a bigger spread for them. They'll become more profitable now. They've got a little more wiggle room, all right? Okay, let's go out and talk to Craig Brock. Do we have Craig? Maybe we don't have Craig Brock yet. Okay, we'll wait for Craig to call in. But the regional bank sector, you know, I have in my newsletter, I have a stock portfolio, three of them. One is for aggressive growth investors. That's where the action's been this year. Small, mid-cap stocks. That thing, as of Friday, was up about 20%. You can take a look what's in it. I don't know if I made any changes. Did I make any changes last week? I can't remember. You can look at it. You go to my website, pwstreet.com. I have a conservative growth account. 2 years ago, that was the best place to be. Last year, it was the best place to be. This year, it's done okay, but not nearly as well as the small and mid-cap stocks. But it holds up much better in down markets, which we have from time to time, don't we? Some folks rather be conservative. And I have an income model, which I've really gotten creative with. I'm pretty proud of myself how I've remade that thing over the last month or two. You have to think outside of the box. You're not going to get dividends and growth from the bond market. You're not going to get dividends and growth from sovereign debt or junk bonds or other areas that used to be real good plays on both dividends and capital appreciation. You got capital appreciation for years in your bonds because you were in a falling interest rate environment. The current changed drastically about last summer when the bond market peaked, when interest rates finally hit like 1.25%, something like that, and they've been rising ever since. And you're sitting there, how come I'm not making money on my bonds anymore? I can't figure this out. Not only did the current shift, I mean the tide shifted. I mean everything shifted. And if you didn't change up on the way you were investing, you know what has happened in the bond market. That's why I am not a believer in staying the course in an asset allocation model and being so spread out. I like to target and focus and catch fish. My website is pwstreet.com, or you can reach me at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.